Welcome to English Podcasts, Professional English, the English you use at work. For more information, visit english-podcast.com. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Sue.
So, as part of our series on communication English in the workplace, we've had a very interesting question from Dunya from Morocco asking about how to get the right tone in an email. In the last one, we covered the opening and the closing remarks, but what about the actual bulk of it, the content? Because with any written communication, a text message or an email, it can be quite cold on the screen and it can be misinterpreted. So,
okay, well,
do you have any tips on this?
Yeah, just before we go to the tips, we had actually Rudy from Germany who said that because he's not very confident with English on the telephone, he sends a lot of emails, but he gets some surprising replies and he's never sure of what he sends.
Okay.
He also says there's a lot of problems with it. Well, we've had a lot of things from people. There's also Stefan from France as well. The problem with email basically is that if there's a guy called Alfred Morabian who did some studies. I'm not saying this is written in stone, but it gives a good idea. And he said that a communication, 100% of communication, is made up of three general parts. One is words and semantics, which makes up 7%. Tone, intonation, etc., inflection, makes up 38%. And body language and gestures make up 55%. So, in fact, we've got 93% of communication is not words. Now, what I'm saying there is not that words are not important. Of course they are. But it's more important the way we are and the way we say things. However, with email, we are left with 7%.
Yeah, very, very, very interesting, isn't it?
Very small percentage. Mm. The problem is that some people actually try to use the other parts in email. Believe it or not, they do. Yeah, they try to use some sort of tone or intonation. Mm. They can't really use gestures. However, people will use gestures on the telephone. If you think about the time when you phone people or people ask you how to get to a place, you will find yourself going, like, go straight on.
Yeah,
and
you'll be using your hand gestures.
Yeah, and it helps you. It doesn't help the person.
Yes,
but we don't have that in email. But what people try to do, they try to get like 45%, which is using tone, intonation, etc., and words. One of the big problems of email is that we send something with a certain intention, thinking that communication is a binary process. That is, I pass a clear message and therefore you understand it, but it's not like that.
Okay.
And we have an intention that I want you to do something maybe, and the impact that you get can be very, very different
to my
intention.
So do you have any examples where it can be misinterpreted or any ways to avoid the misinterpretation?
The thing is, as soon as you get an email, you will have some sort of attitude toward the person, and also some maybe an idea of what they're like without even meeting them or actually knowing them. If, for example, they don't have a subject line on their email, you'll probably think that they're not very detail-orientated or they, you know, this email comes in, do you want to read something without a subject line? So an email needs a clear subject line and we can never leave it out. However, you need to be careful of things such as urgent. Because if you put urgent on an email, it's urgent to you, but is it urgent to the person? Now, if that person gets two or three emails from you which are urgent, and for them they are not, then each time you send something with urgent on it, they won't even look at
That's right. So it loses its impact.
It's diluted, absolutely, the impact. Mm-hmm. I think you should always have a salutation, as we said in our last podcast, a hello or a dear. And it must have an ending because, for me, it's a bit of politeness, you know. Mm-hmm. People, you won't believe this, but people do this. They send emails to someone in the same office as them. And this is absolutely true.
Now, why would they do that? Is that laziness or they want to have a trace of something?
I think it's a little bit like, for me, it's a little bit, I could align it to something like McDonald's, is that it's very cheap. It's available everywhere, but it's not always good for you.
Okay.
So it's a little bit like that, but it's a habit that people get into. And the problem that what you're doing is you are causing yourself problems and you're causing them problems because you're sending them more emails. So they've got more work to do, which is no work, and they will send you emails back. So it's not helping anybody. So all I say is don't send an email unless you have to. What I would say is if you can talk directly to someone, do it.
Yes.
You will decide if it's important to talk to them or call them on the telephone. You may have to send an email if you have a document or needs a record of it or a track, but apart from that, you don't need to.
Yeah, I find speaking to somebody directly, voice to voice, we should say, it's you can clear things up really quickly.
Yeah, sure.
Rather than send a message, send it back.
Yeah, and you might even decide that you don't even need to speak to them, so that's straight away. Don't put people on copy who don't need to be on copy.
Oh, that is so irritating.
They do that, don't they?
So irritating.
There again, you're generating traffic back to you. Because somebody will press the reply to all and they'll say something like, it's not for me.
Yeah.
And somebody else will do that who has got this. So from one email, you can get like 200 back for nothing.
Yes, exactly. It's a real waste of time.
Absolutely. So don't reply as well systematically to all. Just reply to the person that you need to reply to. You know, if somebody says, for example, in a company of 1,000 people, has anybody seen my wallet, for example, which I lost in the canteen? Then don't, you know, they've put all these people on email. Don't reply to all because everybody will get a copy of you saying, no, I haven't.
Oh dear.
And then the person will send it back saying, thank you anyway.
Well, yes.
And it will just keep going on.
Which means you've got to look quite closely at the screen because sometimes it's easy to make, I'm going to say, a mistake on that, or you're being a bit quick or a bit lazy, but you have to look really carefully.
Well, everything we're doing here, none of it is really that technical. Mm. It's all common sense. Mm. That's all. So you don't put people on need copy. You don't reply systematically. If you ask someone to do something, don't put their boss on copy. Unless you absolutely need to for records of
traceability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which isn't always the thing.
Yeah.
Because the person will hate you.
Yes.
Yeah. You are trying to use their boss as a lever to get something done, and it's not a good way to do it.
I agree.
One of the big things, I think, in business is to turn off that little email that goes ding, ding when you get an email. People don't like doing this, and some people don't even know how to do it. So, but you can find on internet how to do it with your particular email client, whether it's Outlook or whatever, Mac Mail, etc. Because the problem is that every time you get an email, even if you don't look at it, you'll have a glance across. Now, you were doing something, and it will take you between 8 and 11 minutes to get back to the same level of concentration. So if you have 10 emails, you've got 80 minutes that is lost, potentially. People don't get 10 emails. Mm. They get a lot more than this. So what I would say is turn that alarm off and then set a time to go and look at your email. So, for example, you can look 4 times in the morning, 4 times in the afternoon. Mm. If you need more than that, take it to 8, whatever. But not all the time.
And that is
turn it off.
That is a really good tip to save time.
Exactly.
Because that ping is so distracting.
Yeah.
Good point.
Never, ever use irony. Or humour in an email. Humour can be seen as really extreme irony. Irony can be seen as aggression. Mm. And never, ever, ever send an aggressive email.
Yes.
Yeah. If you get somebody who sends an email to you, don't reply straight away. Get up off your chair, have a cup of tea, whatever, go outside, come back and have a look if it really, really is aggressive. And if it is aggressive, email has never, ever stopped a war. If it is aggressive, you need to go and see that person or speak to them on telephone.
Absolutely.
You need all of the intonation that you have. Mm. You need also the real sort of interactivity of a telephone call or a face-to-face. Email isn't going to do it. And also, which is linked to this, is be careful of the tone and register.
Absolutely.
You know, using, like you said in our last podcast, about the saying hi guys or whatever, you know, you can't really use that. You need to be very, very careful.
The thing about emails, people haven't quite, not sure whether they should be formal or informal. And but I agree, humour is great face to face.
Yeah.
Terrible when it's written down.
Exactly.
Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got to be really, really careful of that. So if you're going to be ironic or maybe a bit funny or if you have some aggression, you shouldn't be sending them out.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You need to set up rules in your email client. That will help you. This is Outlook or Mac Mail or whatever. So that all of your important mails go into the boxes that you need them in. It could be the name I don't know, it could be the name of a person, it could be the name of a project, whatever it is. You can never give a recipe for this, but it will help keep your actual inbox totally free. You need to clear your inbox as well. Go through your inbox. You'll probably find there are about 1,000, if not more. The average is about 2,700 mails for most people in business. It's this. And then you should. What you should do when you get a mail, you should handle the info only once. It's the basic time management formula. That is, you either action it, you actually do something with it, so you reply to it or whatever, or you file it, or you delete it. That's it. Nothing else should be in your inbox. So in a way, your inbox should be down to about, I don't know, 10 or 20 mails. Huh? And you need to be careful of gender-neutral names. In France, yes. You need to be careful when you get a message from Claude. It can be a man or a woman. In sort of the English-speaking world, names, and there are many of them, but I just take two, which is Lindsay, and my name, which is Chris.
Yes, that's true. Yeah?
Some people think Christine or whatever.
Very true. Yeah?
So you need to be very careful. So if you get something from Lindsay, I wouldn't reply back, dear sir or dear madam. I would say, dear Lindsay, and keep it totally, totally gender neutral.
That's a good, very good point. Yeah.
Because if you want to upset people, that's a good way to be able to do it. I think that really, when you're sending an email, and we're going back a little bit to aggression and whatever, is that if you're not happy to have that email printed off with your company stamp on it, and that you sign it, then you should not be sending it. Or you should be questioning yourself, should I send it?
Yeah.
Because it is a legal document. It can be traced. An email is sent. There's always going to be a copy somewhere which can be retrieved and it can be printed off.
Yes.
Or people can actually forward it without you knowing.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you send something which is a little bit dodgy, people can be, it can go do the tour of the planet in, you know, 24 hours.
Absolutely. Very, very good point. And I know I said it. Always be prepared to if you want to say that, if you're prepared to say the thing to the person, then you can write
exactly.
it.
Exactly. If not, no.
If not, don't.
Don't do it.
Because,
yeah.
as you say, it's forever.
Exactly. Yeah. It's your forever friend or
yes.
not.
Yes. Yeah, not. Yeah.
And I think, just to go on from this, that was 14 tips. I give 5 must-dos.
Okay.
When you're writing an email, keep it brief.
Mm-hmm.
If it needs to be a little bit longer, use white space.
Yes.
That is, it's not a big block of text, but it's spread out a little bit so people
it
can
looks,
read it.
It looks good and easy to read. Yeah.
And if it's too long, well, maybe you should send a document, you know, like a Word document or whatever WordPress you use, because it's been proven that people cannot concentrate on a screen if they have to scroll down.
Yeah, for sure.
And they will print it off. So keep it brief. Mm-hmm. Save the planet. If... For example, you get an email asking you something. If you're in a meeting or, you know, you've got a coffee break from a meeting or whatever, you see this email, don't just ignore it. Just send them something to say that, okay, I've received it. I'm going to reply to you, but I'm in a meeting till 6 o'clock or whatever, and tomorrow I'm flying to Paris. So it does, because whatever you do, you cannot not communicate. So if, for example, someone sends you an email, then if you don't reply to it, you are communicating that lots of things, but they're all bad. One is, you're not on my list of priorities. I can't be bothered to send it back. Whatever. It's just you don't have time. But that's what the perception could be. And you have to be very, very careful.
And I have to
that.
Say, that's one of my favourite tips.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing more irritating than not having a reply.
Absolutely, yeah.
And if someone's busy, all they've got to say, I can't reply at the moment. I'll get back to you.
Well, I've sent 2 emails to a well-known communication company today. And I've heard nothing back.
Mm.
And in their name is... communications,
yeah.
which is not great.
As you say,
anyway.
It's the silence is full of meaning.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the last one, I think this is, we've really gone across this again, but it's what you said as well, is that never send an email when you're angry.
Yeah.
Even if you think that the person is being a little bit angry or
aggressive
with you, you can't do the same thing.
No.
You need to...
Think
for a walk.
Think before you click.
Well, don't even click, because you can't reply to an angry email. You see the person or you phone them.
Yeah.
You can't reply to it.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that is our 14 email tips plus 5 must-dos.
I think we've covered, you've covered some great tips there.
Well, I hope that's okay for Rudy from Germany and for Dunia from Morocco, amongst the other ones.
I'm sure it will be.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again at english-podcasts.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.
And if you have an idea for a podcast or a blog, please get in contact with us through the site at english-podcasts.com.